Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, hey, y'all. Welcome to the Arrowhead Addict Podcast. Sterling Holmes, Joe Summers, a little emergency pod as Patrick Mahomes is getting a restructured deal. We're going to go through this as best as we can. Obviously, details are still emerging. This is not just we ripped up the old contract and now here's a completely new contract. It's the same contract. It's basically a raise over the next four seasons. Joe, let's start with you, man. I just want to hear your thoughts. This was crazy. We knew a extension would be coming at some point, right? Or at least a restructuring would be coming at some point. I think once this season got underway, we expected this to happen maybe next year in the offseason. What was your takeaway?
No such thing as a slow Monday, first of all. But we knew that he was quote unquote underpaid. He made roughly $65 million or so the first 3 years of that extension. Now he's going to make, you know, 210, 211 guaranteed, bumps him up to about $52.5 million a year, as I see in the chat here. So well deserved. I wonder what it means for the long-term negotiations of Chris Jones and some other players. We've got a lot of guys coming up on contract. I wonder what it means for them, but this, for me, is the Chiefs showing that they will take care of a guy that you should take care of, frankly. So depending on, you know, what it looks like over the years, how much that might hamstring us in the future, I have potential concerns about other contracts, but good for Pat. He's the most important one anyway.
Katz Brothers and Chris Jones punching air right now. Before I give my thoughts on this contract extension, or should I say contract renegotiation, has anyone asked what Florio thinks about this yet? Is Florio out there just taking laps? Is he angry? What do you think Florio's up to since he's been on Mahomes and the contract extension complaining nonstop ever since these other quarterbacks have gotten deals done? Some information for everyone listening. Per Adam Schefter, the Chiefs and Mahomes have restructured the agreement, giving him $210.6 million between 2023 and 2026, the most money in NFL history over a four-year span. The compensation for all of these upcoming 4 years are all guaranteed. Also, the Chiefs and Mahomes plan to revisit the agreement again after the 2026 season, as told to ESPN by Equity Sports CEO Chris Cabot, who negotiated the deal on behalf of Mahomes. Again, 2026 in the initial contract is when everyone had their eyes on to begin with. But with all of these quarterbacks getting deals done, Mahomes actually fell to eighth among QBs in average annual salary at $45 million per year. Again, he still has 9 years left on that current contract. This was actually the first year of the traditional new contract that he signed. Again, that contract is not ripped up. It has just been revamped over the next four seasons, still planning on revisiting in 2026. This is, again, just a much deserved raise for Patrick Mahomes.
And key detail too, Matt Verderam, good friend, has reported that it is not removing the last three deals of the years of the contract. So they have a plan to revisit after 2026, but Mahomes is still under contract for the full 9 years, even though they have plans to revisit it. And I do wonder if it's spread out over the 4 years, if it's front loaded at all, because you look at all the guys that we have coming up for contracts, you know, Bolton, Snead, obviously Chris Jones, and we're going to pay Mahomes more now than we were going to before. And I'm very curious to see the reports on how it breaks out over the next several years and how it's going to impact those negotiations and what the locker room, frankly, thinks about it relative to the Chris Jones situation as well.
Yeah, according to Brad Spielberger, PFF Brad, he's a very trustworthy person to follow on Twitter. He has a lot of insight, a lot of very good contract thoughts. He says Mahomes was previously owed $162.3 million from 2023 to 2026. This is a raise, basically, of $48.3 million. Again, the next 4 years are all guaranteed. But there was a balloon payment in 2027 of $59.5 million. Again, as I was saying earlier, they were always going to revisit after the 2026 season. That was guaranteed. That 60, almost 60 mil was going to be revamped one way or another. But based on the plans to revisit after 2026, Brad Spielberger says he guesses a lot of that money got moved forward. So going to your point, how does this affect the current contract situations of players coming up? That remains to be seen, because with all of that money that was supposed to be happening in 2027 getting moved up to now, how is that spread out and how much of that is a possible workaround, right? Let's just put it in perspective. The New Orleans Saints have been doing stuff like this for years. I mean, they have perpetually been paying, should I say, overpaying quarterback after quarterback after quarterback, and yet they keep kicking the can down the road, finding ways to sign guys. I wonder what this means in regards to Mahomes and Willie Gay Jr., Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, Nick Bolton, and the like of those guys.
Absolutely. And I'm refreshing Twitter like crazy here, trying to get some new information as much as possible. But hey, what a hell of a couple days to celebrate your birthday for Pat. You get to take down the Jags, and now you get the most money in NFL history. Nice little cool 210 guaranteed mil. It's a wonderful day to be Mahomes, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, we're trying again to keep everyone as updated as possible. Mm-hmm. We don't want to lie to people. We're not going to sit here and say we were in the actual signing of the new contract, revamped contract with Mahomes and his agent. We're not going to lie to you guys. We're not trying to BS you guys, so bear with us. We are also trying to find all of the information as it slowly is getting released. Again, not a new contract for Mahomes. It is still under that 10-year contract that he originally signed. Just the next 4 years are revamped, and again, as always, they're planning to revisit after the 2026 season. I see someone there, the whole syringe says Willie Gay Jr. will be cheap because he's a linebacker. I think it's actually an astute observation. Willie Gay Jr., I never expected to get a large contract based on how he has slightly underperformed based on what his potential would look like. You saw what Drew Tranquil received this offseason. Drew Tranquil was a much more known commodity, does a little bit more than Willie Gay Jr. currently to this point. You would have to imagine Willie Gay Jr. would sign an AAV contract similar to what Drew Tranquil received. As far as L'Jarius Sneed, you know, I'll get your thoughts here, Joe. What do you think the Chiefs would do with someone like L'Jarius Sneed if the money from this Mahomes deal is able to open up a little cap space to re-sign him?
Well, it's interesting because I've operated for the last several months under the assumption that we were going to treat Sneed the way that we did Charvarius Ward, that guy like $3 or $40 million, I want to say, from the Niners. And that feels like a reasonable price tag that a team is going to offer L'Jarius. And given the, you know, the Jalen Watson coming up, Josh Williams, Trent McDuffie obviously is like a star, I have imagined that the Chiefs were going to just let Sneed walk. I wonder if the calculus changes a little bit for that, especially if we don't sign Chris Jones long term. But I think that Sneed's going to get somewhere in the neighborhood of that 3 years, $40 million. And if we, I would pay that, but it doesn't seem like the Chiefs necessarily want to, especially with some of the late round draft picks we've put in the cornerback room. So I'd rather see us keep folks on the offensive line, make sure that we keep Creed. If Kelsey wants more money, have a little bit too. And I wonder if he'll ask for anything more down the line. But I think that we let Sneed walk, though I do wonder if this opens up some money next year. And I think it's a little interesting too. Do you know why, or do you have a theory as to why we picked the 2026 season to revisit? Because that seems like a big, like, it's not in the contract that it's going to be revisited, but both the agents and the team are kind of wink, wink, like, no, it's okay. Is there a reason for that timeline, you think?
I am not 100% sure. I need to probably check and see when Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, and Justin Herbert, you know, Josh Allen, when those guys are currently up for a renegotiation. But for me, this was always in the original contract that was signed. When I look at it on SpotTrack, they do not have the updated contract yet in SpotTrack. The cap hit was going to be $62.35 million in 2027. That just is not going to work for an NFL team. You can't get away with a cap hit of that much and still field an extremely competitive team. Although if anyone could do it, it would be Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. So that was always going to be in the cards. So we're still waiting to see how this upcoming contract still affects 2027, but it sounds like not a ton if they're still going to revisit after 2026. In regards to the NFL as a whole, think about this. Mahomes is getting this restructured contract, right? This is awesome. Aaron Rodgers, feel bad for, out for the season. Joe Burrow now walking with a noticeable limp through the Bengals locker room, according to Kelsey Conway, Bengals beat reporter. No boot on Joe Burrow's leg, but he obviously re-injured that calf in the previous game. So not good for Joe Burrow. Aaron Rodgers out for the year. And then you see Josh Allen, who looks like he's dropping acid and playing football. Things in the AFC still run through Arrowhead. Feels pretty darn good for Mahomes to have him as your quarterback again. A much deserved contract renegotiation and basically a raise over the next four seasons.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
And SpotTrack just put this out, actually, per Pro Football Talk, of all people. They've released the money number per year. So they've got him at $56 million in 2023, $44 in 2024, $50 in 2025, and then $56, just under $57 in 2026, which does outpace Lamar Jackson in that same time frame by about $100,000, it looks like.
That is a decent chunk of change.
Yeah, and the big thing for me that stands out here is that in 2024, it's only $44.5 million a year, whereas the other 3 years are all over 50. So we've got extra space in 2024 relative to the other seasons if we want to do something then.
And again, that probably comes in play with who do you re-sign, who do you keep back, who do you try and give that second contract to. Nick Bolton, obviously, L'Jarius Sneed, some names that clearly come to mind. One more thing on L'Jarius Sneed. The fact that he is so versatile actually hurts him in contract negotiations. I don't think he gets the same contract as Tre'Davious Ward because Tre'Davious Ward is strictly an outside corner. Those typically in the NFL get paid more. It's interesting because if you have a guy like L'Jarius on your team, you applaud the versatility. You're saying, look what he can do. He can do a little bit of everything. But when it comes to contract negotiations, slot corners just don't get paid the same as outside corners. So when you look at Tre'Davious Ward's contract, I don't think L'Jarius Sneed is going to get that high, which actually, if you're a Chiefs fan, you might get pretty excited about. Mm-hmm. Going back to Patrick Mahomes, again, we heard during the Chiefs' first offseason session of organized team activities, OTAs, back in May, Mahomes spoke about his contract situation with the team. You know, what he had to say was, me and my agent and the team always keep open communication. We try to do what obviously is best for the team, but he wants to do what's best for himself as well. At the same time, I've always said I worry about legacy and winning rings more than money at this moment. I know we keep communication and we see what's going on around the league, but at the same time, I will never do anything that's going to hurt us from keeping the great players around me. So it's about teetering around that line. Again, to me, this is a little surprising that it would happen at this moment. Back around OTAs when all these quarterbacks were signing these massive extensions, these massive contracts. And again, Mahomes at one point, according to AAV, was eighth on that list. We thought it might get done before the season starts. To me, it's a little rare to see something happen during the season. But again, open communication, never distraction. Mahomes getting this much deserved raise.
Absolutely. And it's a little unusual for the Chiefs to do it at this point, too, frankly. This would have been something I would have expected to see them. But I think a lot of that was just because of what was going on with Chris Jones. Like, now that he's back, we restructured his deal this year. Then Mahomes and his team can say, okay, so we at least know what the short-term plan for that is. Now let's talk about getting me locked in. And having that gap in money for 2024 does leave some space. Obviously, we have to make other moves to afford a new Chris Jones extension, but maybe from a 0 out of 10 thinking he's coming back to a little bit higher now, And it'll be really interesting to see how Brett Veach and his team, you know, allocate the resources.
I like the comment from Raymond saying, such a relief that Mahomes can stop worrying about money now and focus on the game, JK. That is pretty good right there. And then again, Spot Track talking per football talk. Mahomes is now due this year, $56.85 million, $35.5 million already paid, 2024, $44.5 million, 2025, $50 million, 2026, $56.76 million. Again, over the next 4 years, this is a 100K over what Lamar Jackson got. Again, a nice chunk of change, but in the grand scheme of things in the NFL, not a ton. But again, it makes him the highest paid player over the next 4 years. Alan F. says, and the cap is supposed to explode in the next couple of years. While I agree with you, Alan, we've been hearing that for a while now, and it really hasn't exploded. Now, I wonder if it's going to be a little bit of a catapult effect, if you will. You know, when you pull back on a rubber band and all of a sudden it shoots forward because of COVID. I wonder if we're still feeling the effects of COVID on the business side of things, right? If things are still picking up, they were slow, they're picking up, and then in a few years, we're going to see it explode. I wonder if that is just the NFL getting back and over from all of the previous lack of money. And when I say lack of money, I'm sure the NFL owners were still raking in a ton, but we know how they operate. Money comes first, then comes legacy and team. That's how the majority of NFL owners seemingly operate. So I wonder if this is going to be a rebound effect. In the words of Alan, the cap expecting to explode in the next couple of years. Just any more thoughts as far as Mahomes getting this newly restructured deal? The 10-year deal is still in place. The 4 years are obviously what we are talking about right now with the expected revisit in 2026.
Well, I think we can safely put any idea that Mahomes was secretly stewing mad, angry, and so wildly underpaid. I think we could put that idea to rest, much to Florio's chagrin. It's nice to see the organization take care of him, especially after the organization may have received some flack based on the handling of the Chris Jones situation, kind of this cutthroat, almost Belichickian style. They took care of the best player here. And we can not worry about anything, about Mahomes leaving or getting frustrated or anything along those lines. He waited until all the other quarterbacks signed their big deals. I think that's a key factor, too. Then he can come right above all of them. So I think they knew what they were doing the entire time. And now all eyes are on the specific details and what we're going to do moving forward with the other players.
Yeah. Jimmy says CJ needs to hire Chris Cabot as his agent. I apologize if I'm butchering Cabot's last name.
I'm not sure.
It could be. Could be. Cabot. Sounds kind of fancy.
Boatloads of money.
But yeah, you're right. CJ does need to hire that guy because he did a great job, apparently behind the scenes, negotiating Patrick Mahomes' deal. Latrell says the cap hit is important if it can at least free up any cap this year. Salathi says it's such a relief that Florio can stop worrying about Mahomes' money now and start focusing on bleep that matters. Good call. It's a good call. Jimmy also goes on to say the deal was never getting recut until Burrow contract was filed. And yes, that's another good point in this. As Joe mentioned, waiting until every other quarterback signed their deal, Lamar Jackson included, just so he can go over the top, just so he can barely crest the number over the next four seasons AAV. Again, great news from Mahomes. We're still waiting and listening and trying to find and sift through any news we possibly can. Most likely won't be today. It's going to come out over the next few days to a week or two regarding what this contract actually means with Chris Jones. We know it took a little bit of time before we found out what the cap hit was, what it means going forward. Some of the more, I would say, interesting under the radar contracts aspects, because the Chris Jones deal was not a traditional, hey, this is what it is. Here's the cap hit. Here's this, that, and the other. I'm sure Mahomes, they're finding new ways year in, year out to kind of scoot around the whole salary cap.
Throw another couple of Whataburgers over here. Give them the rest of the call today. No, but to your point, I think we're going to find out the details a lot faster than we did on Chris Jones, because it seems that Patrick Mahomes and his agents are happy with the job that they've done in these negotiations. They'll want people to know about the deal. So I imagine it won't take nearly as long, since Chris Jones and his team were kind of trying to hide the information under the rug. I would expect over the next couple of days. And then moving forward, I do think that in media availability, you know, Andy Reid will be asked about potential long-term ramifications. I don't think he's going to give us anything. But now we've got a storyline, especially if Chris Jones continues to dominate the way that he did against Jacksonville on Sunday.
We'll see how much this also restructures as we've talked about this year. You know, there's a guy in Tampa Bay who's having a nice start to his season, who's had, what, 9 straight 1,000-yard receiving seasons, who might look pretty good in a different red uniform.
Mm-hmm. T. Higgins? Never know.
It's Mike Evans.
You're talking about Mike Evans. On top of Mike Evans, then we've got some other guys around the league, too, coming up on deals.
Yeah, so we're wondering how much this actually affects this year. We'll see. I see Chad, Little Pop. You know, what's the repercussions? Is this going to be negative for the Chiefs going forward as far as how much money is now allocated of the actual cap space to just one player? Again, that remains to be seen. We'll see how this is going to end up being spread out. For all we know, do they add void years? Right, they did that with the Chris Jones deal. Is this going to be spread out? You know, over a long term period, as far as just the actual cap hit, not the money that Mahomes is going to get, because again, this is all going to be guaranteed over the next 4 years. There are so many ways to circumvent and go around the cap. We've seen it time and time again. The New Orleans Saints have done it, as I mentioned earlier on. How will the Chiefs handle this? There are people way smarter than Joe and myself. Joe, you're a very smart guy. Me, maybe not so much. But again, there are people who are on the Chiefs organization who strictly just focus on this. Brett Veach, I'm sure there's people underneath him who all they do is try and find ways to circumvent the cap to make it work in their favor. We will see over the next couple of days how this all plays out.
And I want to address this from Chad real quick. Brings up maybe something a lot of fans are thinking. Doesn't this take away money on the table for players and go against Mahomes' legacy versus money talk? And I think it's a fair question to wonder, but I don't think that there's any player in that locker room that's like side-eyeing Mahomes and believes that he doesn't actually care about winning. They're like in a vacuum, sure, giving Mahomes more money 1 year means that someone else isn't going to have that money. But everyone in the locker room recognizes that Patrick Mahomes is the reason, the life, and the bleeding heart for the team. So I don't think anyone's going to be side-eyeing him looking upset. And if anything, especially in 2024, it likely frees up some money to let us go after someone or keep one of our own guys.
Yeah, and again, we always knew the original contract that Mahomes signed was going to be fluid. There were going to be revisits at some point. We knew that while, yes, it was a 10-year contract, a lot of the AAV was going to become outdated as, again, at some point before this contract was signed, Mahomes actually fell to 8th in the quarterback AAV rankings. This was always going to be the most realistic possibility. He was not playing that 10-year contract on the without doing something along these lines. This is completely normal. It's exciting. Again, if you are a Chiefs fan, you are getting these, I want to put this in the right way. You're getting these, another reason how you know Mahomes is going to stay in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting all of these nice aspects of Mahomes wants to be a Chief for life. Again, you're seeing Josh Allen playing horrendously ever since Brian Daboll left to go to the Giants. You're seeing the turnovers start to pile up. You're seeing Justin Herbert consistently not finding ways to win in big games. You're seeing Joe Burrow getting injured again with that calf. We have no idea if he's going to be able to go in his next game. The report's not looking outstanding in that regard. You have Aaron Rodgers, who is now going to be out for the year with that torn Achilles. I mean, you look around. I mean, Lamar Jackson's he's been nice. Tua Tagovailoa's been outstanding. But again, you go back to Patrick Mahomes. He's been the most consistent, best player in the NFL. He was deserving of this 4-year raise.
Absolutely. And it also, you know, gives a little bit of an idea into Brett Veach and the Chiefs' mindset as well. Because up until today, right now, I guess, we didn't have a single player who was the highest paid at their position in guarantees. And we have a lot of people up in the top, but not number one.
I would say Juwan Taylor's pretty close.
He's
pretty close.
They're close. But the idea that the Chiefs aren't willing to shell out and make you the number one highest player, we could put that aside. If they choose not to with Chris Jones or someone else moving forward, it's because they don't want to, not because they're not willing to for the right guy.
Yeah. I like Oregon fishing. Patrick Mahomes' contract is like air or water and will change and flow to help the team as well as his family as far as the legacy. I think it's a very, very good point. Again, going back to the fluidity comment. And then Chance says, anyone who's complaining about this can bleep right off. Dude is worth any and every penny and more. Chance, you may be a little, you know, aggressive, But I kind of like it because it's true. You can't complain. It's the best player in the NFL, maybe the most talented player in NFL history. We know Mahomes cares about legacy and winning Super Bowls. He's not just about his bread. We know that this is going to be good for just not himself and the family, for the team as well. Very good point. I want to bring something up here. If you guys are looking to make some money, play some NFL bets this season. Joe, follow him. We have the perfect one-stop shop for all your sports betting needs. Check out arrowheadaddict.com/bets for a variety of sportsbook promos you can use to maximize your winnings. Each time you sign up for one of our promotions, you are directly supporting the podcast. These promotions are constantly changing, so if you aren't sold on a promo, come back next week. We might have new offers just for you. Head over to arrowheadaddict.com/bets by scanning the QR code on screen, clicking the link in the description, or by typing it in. Thank you guys so much for your support. Again, follow Joe for all these sports bets. Don't follow me, or you can fade me. Either one, it's going to be fine.
You want to hop into the show this Friday at noon? Just this last Friday, we gave out a four-player prop parlay plus 1,100. Cashed it. $10 bet would have won you 110. So hopefully they're going to make it two straight this week, Friday at noon.
Yeah. And again, I think maybe going under the radar in regards to the Mahomes extension, I wonder if Joe Tooney, we know Joe Tooney's contract helped free up money to allow Chris Jones to get his and to actually get back put on the 53-man roster. But I wonder how much Joe Tooney's contract, that renegotiation freed up some money in regards to Patrick Mahomes. That might be an under-talked about aspect of this entire thing.
Yeah, especially because the number this year now becomes 56. It becomes the higher figure. So I wonder if opening that up, let them do a little wink, wink, okay, we're going to shuffle this money to Mahomes, especially since we didn't wind up breaking the bank for Chris Jones. And I think it is going to maintain flexibility moving forward, because I think the one thing that we know from both parties is that they're not going to lose flexibility and an ability to move things around to make things better for the team long term. So I don't think that any part of this contract is going to make sure that we lose a player. They're still going to, you know, maintain flexibility and get themselves decisions down the stretch.
Yeah, because when I'm looking at the Joe Tooney contract on Spotrac, I believe this is the renegotiated one. He's now under contract for 2024 and 2025. The potential out is after the 2024 season, but even that is not a great out for Joe Tooney. I'm looking at the cap hit of Joe. It is 26.9 million for both 2024 and 2025. The dead cap, if you were to cut him, is 21 in 24 and then 10 in 25. Again, I am very interested and intrigued to see how this plays out going forward, but I do think that Joe Tooney restructure probably freed up some money up front to allow Mahomes to get this deal done.
I concur. And I think that it's just another example of each knowing how to maneuver the salary cap and be getting creative with different ways. I wonder how long the Chiefs and Veach had been working on this and how long they'd been negotiating it. Like, was this going on simultaneously with the Chris Jones negotiations? Did they always have a plan that they were going to come in after all the quarterbacks got done? I'd be curious to hear what the behind the scenes were, because it feels like it came up really quickly. I mean, this was definitely coordinated to come out, you know, Monday afternoon. They didn't need a whole lot of time. This was agreed upon already. So kind of curious behind the scenes there.
Yeah. Before we get out of here, I want to say thank you to everyone who was here in the chat. We will have more information for you guys as this comes out, as it's slowly being released, a la the Chris Jones deal. We will have so much Chiefs content coming your way all week long. Obviously, Joe on Friday, myself and Matt Connor tomorrow, me and Adam Best on Wednesday, Patrick Allen on Thursday. And of course, you know, we are here on game day. So appreciate everyone in the chat. If you guys want to drop us a review, if you guys want to give us a like, that does mean a lot to us. Again, if you want to check out and you want to get some good betting advice, make sure you follow Joe, make sure you check out his show on Friday, and make sure you scan the QR code or the description on YouTube. Again, anytime you guys do that and support the betting side of things, you really are helping us out. Everyone get excited. Mahomes is here. We knew he wasn't leaving, but this is the much deserved raise that he is entitled to. He is the best player in the NFL, and over the next 4 years, you are seeing him get what he is worth. We will see how this plays out as far as the cap hit going forward. Joe, any final thoughts?
Just a good day to be Patrick Mahomes. My goodness. Fresh off 28th birthday, making all this money. And it for me, just further solidifies the belief that Brett Veach knows what he's doing. We can trust in the front office, and we're going to be competitors for the next, hopefully, decade plus. It's a good day, man, and I'm just going to be waiting to see what we do with these other players on contract moving forward to next year.
Yeah, Chiefs Kingdom, keep that smile on your face. You guys, we are all living in the glory days, the glory years of Chiefs football. Until tomorrow, until next time, we are out.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.